Welcome to SCOTUScast, a project of the Federalist Society for Law and Public Policy Studies. Our contributors join us from around the country to bring you expert commentary on U.S. Supreme Court cases as they are argued and decisions are issued. The Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker.
Edition. I'm your host, Bridget Flaherty. On January 10, 2018, the Supreme Court heard argument in Husted v. A. Philip Randolph Institute, a case involving a dispute over the process for removing inactive voters from voter registration lists in the state of Ohio. The National Voters Regulation Act of 1993, NVRA, and the Help America Vote Act of 2002, HAVA, require that states maintain their lists of registered voters in such a way as to ensure proper removal of individuals no longer eligible to vote for certain reasons, such as felony conviction. In addition, the state of Ohio has undertaken steps to ensure inactive registrants are still living at the address at which they are registered to vote. The principal way Ohio does this is by comparing names and addresses in its own voter registration database to the National Change of Address, NCOA, database generated from U.S. Postal Service data. Ohio's Secretary of State then provides each county's Board of Elections, BOE, with a list of registered voters who appear to have moved. The BOE thereafter sends each of these voters a postage prepaid forwardable notice on which the voter must indicate whether he or she still lives at the address of their registration. Recipients of this notice are subsequently removed from the voter registration list if they 1. Do not respond to the confirmation notice or update their registration, and 2. Do not subsequently vote during a period of 4 consecutive years that include 2 federal elections. Ohio has also implemented a supplemental process, however. Under this process, each BOE compiles a list of voters who have not engaged in voter activity for the past 2 years, meaning filing a change of address with a state agency, casting an absentee ballot, voting in person on election day, or casting a provisional ballot. The BOE sends these registrants a confirmation notice similar to the one used in the NCOA process. Voters sent a confirmation notice are removed from the rolls if they subsequently fail to vote for 4 years and fail either to respond to the confirmation notice or re-register. The A. Philip Randolph Institute and other affiliates sued Ohio Secretary of State John Husted in federal district court, alleging that Ohio's supplemental process violated the NVRA and HAVA, and seeking an injunction reinstating voters removed from the state registry under the supplemental process. Although the Secretary amended the confirmation notice format during the course of litigation, neither the original version nor the revised version attempts to inform recipients who have moved how properly to register to vote in their new district. The district court denied relief and gave judgment in favor of the Secretary. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit, however, reversed that judgment and remanded the case for further proceedings. The Supreme Court then granted certiorari to address whether Ohio's supplemental process runs afoul of NVRA and HAVA. And now, to discuss the case, we have Michael Morley, assistant professor at Barry University School of Law.
Husted involves only questions of statutory interpretation concerning the proper meaning of Section 8B2 of the National Voter Registration Act, or NVRA, as amended by the Help America Vote Act, or HAVA. I'll begin by explaining the facts of the case, briefly summarize the ruling of the court below, and then delve into the oral argument before the Supreme Court. I'll conclude by mentioning a few important aspects of the case that have been largely overlooked. The state of Ohio uses two main processes to ensure the accuracy of its voter registration records. First, each year, boards of election mail postcards to any Ohio residents who filed change of address cards with the U.S. Postal Service. If a person neither returns the postcard nor votes at any point over the following 4 years, their registration is canceled. That practice is not at issue in this case. The state also uses the so-called supplemental process to identify voters who may have moved without notifying the Postal Service. If a person has neither voted nor updated their address with election officials for more than 2 years, the County Board of Elections sends them a forwardable postcard. If the person neither returns the postcard, updates their voter information, nor votes at any point over the next 4 years, their registration is canceled. The plaintiffs in this case attacked this supplemental process as a so-called voter purge that threatens to disenfranchise people. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit, by a 2-to-1 vote, held that this supplemental process violates the NVRA. The court considered two main questions: whether the NVRA expressly authorizes Ohio's supplemental process, and whether the NVRA affirmatively prohibits that process. Section 8B2 of the NVRA, as amended by HAVA, emphasizes that federal law does not preclude states from removing a voter from voter registration rolls if she has not updated her address with election officials, responded to a postcard from election officials, or voted in two or more federal elections. The Sixth Circuit held that this savings clause does not apply to Ohio's supplemental process, however, because the process is initially triggered by a person's failure to vote for 2 years. In the Sixth Circuit's view, the fact that Ohio law fully complies with the NVRA's procedural requirements for removing people from the voter registration rolls does not authorize the state to apply that process to people who have not voted. The Sixth Circuit also adopted a counterintuitive, at best, construction of a committee report that explains that the NVRA was intended to protect practices such as Ohio's. The court went on to hold that Ohio's supplemental process squarely violates the NVRA. Section 8B2 provides that a state may not remove a person from its voter registration rolls, quote, by reason of the person's failure to vote. The state argued that its supplemental process does not cancel anyone's registration because they failed to vote, but rather on the grounds that, based on the totality of the evidence, it appears they moved to a different address. The Sixth Circuit rejected this reasoning, concluding that the supplemental process violates Section 8B2 because it is initially triggered by a person's failure to vote. Because failure to vote plays some role in the process, the court concluded, it violates the NVRA. In the Supreme Court, the state of Ohio, represented by State Solicitor General Eric Murphy, began its argument by noting that the NVRA seeks to promote two somewhat conflicting goals: maximizing the number of eligible voters on the registration rolls and minimizing the number of ineligible people on them. The argument went on to focus on four main topics. First, what is the significance of the NVRA provision allowing states to send postcards to people who have filed change of address forms with the post office? Justices Ginsburg and Sotomayor suggested that this provision implicitly prohibits states from sending postcards to other voters who did not file such forms. The state, in contrast, argued that this language only creates a safe harbor. It confirms that states may fulfill their affirmative obligation under the NVRA to update their voter registration rolls by mailing postcards to people who file change of address forms. It does not bar states, however, from going further and trying to update their rolls by sending postcards to other voters who didn't file change of address forms. Second, when the state of Ohio uses its supplemental process to remove a voter from its registration rolls, is that person's removal by reason of the person's failure to vote? Justice Kagan declared that because a person's failure to vote triggers the supplemental process, causing election officials to send that person a postcard, that failure to vote may be considered the proximate cause of that person's ultimately removal from the registration database. The state argued in response that the voter's failure to return the postcard or contact election officials is an intervening cause and therefore should be considered the true proximate cause of that person's removal. Third, Justice Alito suggested that Section 8B2 should be interpreted as prohibiting a state from canceling a person's registration solely based on their failure to vote, but Justice Kagan pointed out that Section 8B2 does not contain the word solely. Finally, Justice Sotomayor alleged that Ohio's supplemental process, quote, results in disenfranchising disproportionately certain cities where large groups of minorities live, end quote, and those people often can't vote because they're working when the polls are open, and polling places in large cities often have long lines. Justice Sotomayor concluded that the NVRA does not permit the state to begin a process of what she termed disenfranchisement with no independent evidence whatsoever that the person has moved. Later, she added that while some, quote, don't believe in disparate impact theory, you have to look at it to determine whether something is reasonable. Justice Sotomayor introduced the possibility of a new canon of statutory construction, construing federal laws to avoid results with racially disparate impacts. Since racially disparate impact itself is generally not unconstitutional, such a substantive canon cannot be justified as a type of constitutional avoidance doctrine. Such a rule would also raise substantial concerns under the Equal Protection Clause, since the meaning of every statute subject to that rule would depend on the race of the people affected by that statute. None of the other justices picked up on this thread, however. Next, Solicitor General Noel Francisco argued in support of Ohio's supplemental process. Justice Sotomayor pointed out that previous administrations had construed the NVRA differently and inquired about the office's change of position. She emphasized that the Solicitor General's new position would have, quote, a negative impact on certain groups in society. In response, the Solicitor General reiterated that the plain text of the NVRA on its own does not prohibit Ohio's supplemental process, and subsequent amendments in HAVA simply clarify and underscore that interpretation. The Solicitor General's strongest argument was that Section 8b2 prohibits states from removing voters from the registration rolls solely on the grounds they haven't voted, and also bars states from using failure to vote as a proxy for conclusively assuming that other grounds for removal have been satisfied. Because Ohio's supplemental process does neither of those things, it is valid under the NVRA. Paul Smith then rose on behalf of the plaintiffs to defend the Sixth Circuit's ruling. Justice Alito pointed out that when Ohio removes voters from its rolls under the supplemental process, it is not for failure to vote, but rather because it appears they've moved to a new address. Failure to vote is simply one piece of circumstantial evidence the state uses to reach that conclusion. The plaintiffs responded by contending that failure to vote, combined with failure to return the postcard sent by election officials, doesn't allow a state to conclude that a person has moved. Over the course of the argument, Alito repeatedly asked Smith whether failure to vote could ever give a state enough reason to believe that a person might have moved to send a postcard. Smith repeatedly insisted that even a person's failure to vote for 20 or 30 years doesn't suggest anything about whether they might have moved. Justice Breyer expressed concern that the plaintiff's construction of the NVRA could hamstring states, leaving them without effective means of updating their lists. He specifically asked how a state could find out whether someone on its voter rolls died in another state or a foreign country. Smith alluded to lists the state could use, but Breyer pressed him on the issue, asking specifically what lists he was talking about. Smith eventually backtracked and said he didn't know. Justice Breyer later declared, quote, "I don't believe Congress would have passed a statute that would prevent a state from purging a voting roll of people who have died or moved out of the state." Smith also insisted that the state could rely on post office change of address forms because, in his words, odds are people fill them out when they move, and doing so is a matter of what he calls common experience. When Justice Kennedy pressed him for evidence to support those assertions, he was unable to provide any backing for his claims. Later in the argument, Justice Breyer again asked Smith for evidence to support his repeated assertion that a person's failure to return the state's forwardable notice postcard reveals nothing about whether they've moved. Eventually, Breyer insisted, "All I'm asking is there any place in this record that I can look for some numbers or surveys or something hard that will either support you or support them?" Again, Smith conceded he had no evidence to support his positions. though it is always difficult to predict how the court will rule, and neither Justices Thomas nor Gorsuch ask any questions to reveal their thought processes, there is a reasonable chance the court will uphold the statute by a 6-3 vote, with Justices Breyer and Kennedy siding with the conservatives. A few further points about the case warrant comment. First, like many federal voting statutes, the NVRA applies only to federal elections. Most states generally choose to follow such federal requirements for state and local elections as well, as a matter of convenience, but that is generally neither constitutionally nor statutorily required. Even if the court were to rule against Ohio, the state could respond by modifying its voter registration system to distinguish between people eligible to vote only in federal elections pursuant to the NVRA or other federal laws, and those who may vote in any elections, including state and local races, as well. If a person neither responds to the state's postcard nor votes for several years, rather than being completely removed from the registration rolls, the state instead could simply transfer that person from the general voter roster to an NVRA-compliant federal elections-only roster. The state of Ohio has the constitutional prerogative to safeguard the integrity of its state and local elections by imposing more stringent safeguards, including such voter list maintenance standards, than federal law permits for federal elections. Second, one point that wasn't made at oral argument is that when a person is removed from the voter registration rolls, they may re-register simply by mailing in a new registration postcard, available on the internet, by mail from election officials, or at many government offices. The voter registration process is so quick and easy that even an improper removal from the registration rolls often can be remedied extremely conveniently. An issue generally arises only when a person does not respond to the state's postcard, does not vote for several years, and then decides to vote shortly before an election after it's too late to confirm or reestablish their registration status. Third, though this case presents solely a question of constitutional interpretation, there are competing constitutional rights at stake here. On the one hand, the plaintiffs contend that Ohio's supplemental process jeopardizes people's affirmative right to vote, referring to a person's right to be recognized as an eligible elector and be permitted to cast a ballot. On the other hand, Ohio's supplemental process seeks to defend what may be called the defensive right to vote, referring to the right recognized by the U.S. Supreme Court to have one's ballot be counted and given full effect without being diluted or effectively nullified or canceled out by improper, invalid, or fraudulent votes. Ohio's voter list maintenance procedures seek to defend this defensive right to vote by eliminating inaccurate or outdated voter registrations that could potentially allow improper or fraudulent ballots to be cast. Thus, no matter how the court rules, it will be promoting some aspect of the right to vote. Perhaps the main weakness in the plaintiff's argument is that they showed little regard for this defensive right to vote. They failed to present any realistic effective means through which a state could ensure the accuracy of its voter registration lists under their interpretation of the NVRA.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUSCast. SCOTUSCast is a project of the Federalist Society, a not-for-profit educational organization of conservative and libertarian law students, law professors, and lawyers, founded upon the principles that the state exists to preserve freedom, that the separation of governmental powers is central to our Constitution, and that it is emphatically the province and duty of the judiciary to say what the law is, not what it should be. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast series, including SCOTUSCast and Practice Group Podcasts, on iTunes or Google Play. For an archive of past podcasts, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at fedsoc.org/multimedia. That's fedsoc.org/multimedia.
This has been a FedSoc audio production.